to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode.
Oh, you know.
I like that. Ah, she's ready. I can take her home, man.
Oh, guys, I'm going to be an export.
Yeah. Please welcome Sonia Mbele. I was just going through some of the shows that you've been on. My word.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I've worked, man.
Dude.
Yeah, 5 a.m. calls.
Yo.
All my life.
You've been acting since I've been in diapers.
Yeah? He's funny, guys. He's funny. I'm not that old.
Okay, so this is where she started. Generation, season one. She was there.
Season one.
Season one, it was the other ones. It was the Connies and the...
Oh,
okay, let me get it right. It was Karabo, Archie Moroka. It was Queen Moroka.
Yeah.
Yes, no, they started then. When Archie did that whole... thing with the dreads, my mom and I had this trick that every time Archie Moroka would be like, Karabo, we changed the channel. He would go up like, remote, you did it.
Oh, for real. So when do you come, which season do you come on?
I can't remember the season, but it was just after the Mutenes legacy. Because you know, it was the Morokas and then the Mutenes came in. And then I came in as Kaya's girlfriend, but like somebody who wanted to start her own magazine.
Yeah.
You know, wanted to
I remember.
She was going rogue. She was one of those works
you had a
for,
nice office
works
as
for
well.
White people, but she's tired. Yeah. But what on earth?
I can't believe you're right here. And you're looking good, by the way, I must say.
Thank you.
You're glowing. Are you pregnant again?
She cute. No!
You're not? Okay. I'm just making sure. Because you're glowing.
It's 2021. Like, my oldest son is 20, dude.
For real?
Yes. Like, I can't be doing that to him.
Yeah.
Because I'll be working. I'll be like, look after your sibling. I'm out.
Then you did Gold Diggers, okay? You did Gold Diggers.
Yes.
You've got Greed and Desire.
Yes.
Inamba-namba.
You know, I remember that part of my life, yes.
Keeping the score?
Keeping score.
Keeping score, okay.
She was keeping the score in Keeping Score.
Ne?
Yes.
Soul Buddies, you're in Soul Buddies.
You know, I was in Soul City, but because it was intertwined and interlinked, you know, the doctor could still cross over to Soul Buddies.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was the same character.
And Yeezy as well?
Season one, a little bit.
How was that? Because that changed the game.
You know, I had such a small role that when it came out, eventually I was like, no, what a waste.
Mm.
Why did they put me in that scene, in that little, you know? Yeah, I know, Benkhala Shem, I really wanted a bigger role.
Mm.
But at the time, it was a new drama. We didn't know what was going on. You heard it was going to be major, but you didn't know it was going to be that major.
Yeah.
And then it was. And then I was like, ding.
In hindsight.
But I learned because with Generations, when they came... When I auditioned for Generations and I didn't get the part, I said to my agent, only send me for main characters. Like, don't send me as the girlfriend of the girl at the corner.
Just
send me for real stuff.
Mm.
So that helped because then when I auditioned for the Julia Montana character and I didn't get it because they figured I didn't look like an Angel. I could be Angela's mom or Jonathan's mom at the time.
Mm.
So they parked me. They put me on retainer. News, you didn't know this.
No, I didn't
they
know
put
that.
Me on retainer for 3 months while they were writing me a role.
Wow. Sure. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
Now, in hindsight, when you look at Yeezy, which part would you have wanted to play?
Ooh.
Seeing how big it became, you know?
Ututu.
Ututu, ne?
Ututu.
Yeah. I think you would have killed it. How many people have come and go since you started? Like,
yo, guys, there's people that I started with in the industry that I don't see anymore. But then the industry is tough enough.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And it's a calling and it's very... Yo, guys, if you're not called for the industry, you're not going to last.
Yeah.
Because
who did you start with?
I started with the late... she passed on now. Oh man, why am I forgetting? She passed on now with the same time as
Menzi.
Mutodi. with Menzi. Menzi. Same time as Menzi. Yeah. What's her name? Tosa. Noxy.
Noxy.
I started with Noxy. Okay. Yes, I started
Menzi, obviously.
Menzi was already there. Oh, Menzi, okay. I would watch on TV.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Menzi, yeah. I would be like, one day,
yeah.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But that was a nice time to come up in the
No,
in
it
the
was.
Game.
I mean, that was, that. Those were real celebrities.
Nah, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You are.
Don't come for me.
No, you are. You are. You are.
Don't. I didn't say anything.
At that time, we didn't think you guys were real.
No, I mean, then there was a huge celebrity culture. I mean, you know, there was a movement. We would be taken to the president's house. You know, there'd be dinners in honor of the cast of Generations or celebrities, as it were. You know, so it was, yeah, when you nominated for an award, it was a big deal. There'd be a party.
Yeah.
You know, to be like, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now you hear on Twitter that you nominated for SAFTA. You're like, yeah.
You see a tag.
You see a tag. You're like, oh, when did this happen? Then you would get an envelope, Baba.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
the statue.
Yeah. Shit, man. Yeah, it reminds me because we did an announcement for the Summers this year.
Yeah.
But I remember going to the Summers with Dineo Ranaka and it was like a whole big thing.
Mm.
And now they just sent us a script, we sent a recording and that was it. Dude. Like, what do you even go to Sun City, dog?
Dude, yeah. No red carpet.
No
red
the carpet. Palace, nothing.
Nothing.
I missed that, eh?
Yeah. So how different is the game now from when it was when you started?
Look, the game was bound to change.
Yeah.
We have to evolve. There is a silent revolution just in terms of what South African audience wants, because yes, there's this world, right, that is Deep Sloot, that we know, but then also I feel personally as a producer that there's a need, because this is why I'm saying this. Every time I go pitch, they tell me about the audience member is Lindy Iwe. I've said this before, but press pause or fast forward. the audience member is Lindy Iwe. She's got two babies by two different baby daddies, you know, Tholi Mali Granti, but Gogo earns more than her in terms of the grant fund, because they get about 250 per child. Is it 250?
Yeah.
But Gogo gets more.
Mm.
So Gogo is in charge of the remote.
Mm.
So I just want to find a different audience. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I think there's like a Porsche, that we can cater to.
100%. Yeah, not everybody's like Lindy.
Well, not everybody's. Porsche. There's a Porsche out there. There's like
very few Porsches, but they're
but
there.
But they are there. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And okay. Let's find them.
And did you grow up soft? Like, did you grow up living
no,
soft? Like you
what?
Didn't.
Never.
Because I went through your Instagram. I'm like, yo, you're living soft. Have you been through an Instagram? So
why are you there? What are you doing there?
No, I was just checking out, you know, how you live and whatnot. And yeah, I know I can tell you're living soft, eh?
Let's say I had an ex. Let's just say you were very that so was my person's.
Yeah. It's never been like that.
No,
like,
I'm joking, man. You just you know when you're in love and you know you're with someone and he's not in the country, by the way, so don't you go there, start stalking the poor man.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was just like a spoiler.
Yeah.
It's over now though.
Yeah. How was your childhood though? Like
poor.
For real. No way, Sonia.
Yeah, I grew up very poor. My mom at some point was unemployed for years. She was supposed to transfer from Pretoria back to Ekurhuleni. Was born in Ekurhuleni. We moved to Pretoria at some point, and then she had to come back, and she couldn't find a gig. And I remember at some point I was like, and this is the motto, this is the philosophy that I live by till today. If it is to be, it is up to me. That taught me to get up, because my mom, we would look at each other in the eye like this every day. So I found out how to make a CV. This guy was like, you know, am I containing at the corners?
Yes,
you know those
yes,
containers
yes,
where you would go, where
yeah,
you would make a call?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy helped me put together a little CV, but there was not much. So I wrote, I'm brave. So as like my mission statement, I'm brave and I'm not a failure and will try anything once.
Wow.
And I took that and I went to Elof Street. And I remember you would walk from the shop, and they'd be like, "Aukom sebenzi, no help wanted." And then I walked in at Truworths, Kona, Elof, and can't remember, but End, is it End? Kona, so, somewhere there.
So you should.
Yeah,
know.
I think I remember Truworths somewhere there.
Somewhere there, the corner there.
Yeah, somewhere
so
there.
I walked in. Hi, guys. I walked in and I found the security guy at the gate. And I was like, listen, I was here the other day. I was asked to bring my CV. I'm looking for the supervisor. Her name is, what's her name again? She's, he was the short lady. I was like, short lady.
Yes.
I was like, she's pregnant. I was like, the pregnant lady. where is she? He was like, that girl, that lady there by the till.
Yeah.
And she turned around. She was Chinese. And I was like, oh, and he said, Sharissa. And I was like, hi, Sharissa, how are you? She was like, hi. I was like, it's Sonia. I was here last week. You said I must come back with my CV.
Yeah.
She was like, but I guess, you know, acting started then.
Yeah. Could you
play
a role?
Yeah, I played a role. And yeah, that's when I got my, you know, my gig as a working class.
Yeah.
And that's.
What were you doing? What were you doing?
I'm going to fold on my jeans, babes.
Serious?
Yeah. And then they moved me to the changing room. Mm. And then, but I eventually ended up where? At the Estee Lauder counter.
So aren't you going to school at this time?
I was done with my matric and we couldn't afford tertiary.
Sure. Yeah. That's crazy, man. Would you ever like go home hungry? There's no food.
It was the story of my life.
You lie.
We would buy like a bag of potatoes and you must make it work the whole week. So Monday, it'll be mashed. Tuesday, we wedge it. Wednesday, we besifaki tamati, onion nyana. Like, we'd live on that bag of potatoes.
Sure.
For days.
And it was just you and your mom?
It was me and my mom.
That's it?
It was me and my mom. My dad passed on when I was 15.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was me and my mom.
No, you deserve the soft life, eh?
Yeah, no. Guys, the story. Mm. I've told the story before. They know me at the 20s in Pretoria. Before we moved to the East Rand, I legit would befriend every kid in the house. So they had 9 kids. Mm. They had a 20-year-old, a 19, an 18, 17. About 59, and so I befriended everyone. So when you're lalana, unkumuntu lo mega busy, it's fine. Lalana lo, because I couldn't leave. Angitinga sa iskaso just like my papa. So
that's
I was friends with everybody in the household, so they would have to share because I'm there the whole day. Don't worry, you have homework. Call your sister.
That's crazy. So how do you get into acting then?
I've always known. I mean, I'm typical story. At the age of 5, I'd be the kid that they call, who's an anozo machaivela, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
My mom's heels, pearls, you know, scarves,
all of that.
And perform. Yeah, and then at some point I was like, these people, I'm in demand. And I started making them pay. But my 5th pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to pay for it.
And who are you looking at on screen at the time?
Oh, Rosaline Murabedi was my go-to. I loved her. She was classy. You know, she was classy. She was talented. And then she did that Antitila Sapo. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And she would have this crazy look on her face. And I would be like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to tap into that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
And your first proper gig, do you remember it?
My first gig
on TV, obviously.
On TV, it was TV commercials. I was a performer, but could pass on as a model, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you did a lot of ads.
I did a lot of ads.
I remember.
Yeah. So my first gig was a TV commercial for Triple Whammy.
Yeah.
Triple Whammy.
Yeah.
It was a Beacon chocolate.
Yeah. Do you remember what you did with your first
album? I got 11,000 rand.
You went to Spice, you bought all the potatoes.
Yes, that's it. No, actually, I started a mini organic potato farm.
I like that. Yeah. What did you do?
With that, it was I saved it towards my first car because it was very hard. We had the maps, which before Google and Waze and whatever. Easy. So you had those maps, you had to page, you would buy them at the petrol stations.
Yeah.
So reading them was just always tricky.
Yeah.
And then taking taxis to go to auditions because I was like, okay, at least you're getting the gigs. Mm. So now get yourself the mode of transportation.
Yeah.
So I saved up and I bought my first car cash. It was 70K.
Wow, nice. 70K.
Mm, I know.
Back then, 70K, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It was
sure.
It was a day Ulenos.
Yeah.
Fresh from the box, tinted windows.
Wow.
She was a beauty.
Yeah, you still got it? What happened to it?
I don't know what happened to that microwave. Yes.
That microwave. Bro, so how have you maintained like your relevance in the industry for so long?
You know what? I don't know. And I know I'm not trying to sound naive. I don't get it. I'm not on social media all day, every day. I'm not a liker of likers. Mm. I don't know. I just think...
You know, sometimes that question is simple. You just pitch up to work.
Yeah.
Sometimes...
I wake up.
And you go to work.
Yeah, I wake up and I put on a little bit of base and powder. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I show up.
And agents?
You know, I've had the same agent for years, but now after a while, when you... Bomandla N can pick up a phone and call you and say,
Oh, yes, you know,
tend to manage yourself. But I do have a great team.
Yeah.
I have a... Executive assistant.
What does your team look like? Who do you got on your
team?
Oh
man, I am grooming young people fresh from any film school, fresh from, you know, I want to work, I want to do this.
Yeah.
I find that most people are jaded in the industry.
Yeah.
Because the industry has a tendency to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm finding fresh young blood. Also, I want to, at some point, I need to give them the baiting, right?
Mm.
So we have a 5-year plan. After 5 years, I stop any of my stuff and they bring in their stuff.
Oh, wow.
Make it 6.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it 6. We don't count 2021.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, 2020 and 2021 are write off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after a couple of years, I'm going to start letting, you know, the young team now create and put up.
Mm.
But I still have a creative mind. It's insane how I will wake up and I'm like, guys, wait, guess what?
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do. They're like, moms.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? So, yeah. I still
it's
have
so crazy because when you grow up, you watch people like yourself, Menzi, and you know, mm-hmm. The guys on TV, and you're like, wow, I want to be like Menzi. I want to be like Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, because of social media, you know, things are coming up about the industry where you're like, geez, I didn't know that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, stuff like couch casting. Has that ever happened to you?
I've always been for the spot.
Mm.
You could say that, right?
Mm.
I've always known my strength and my worth.
Mm.
And there was a time when we were auditioning. It was top five. It was myself. It was Lelele Dwaba, Rile Shabalala, Palesa, Madisa Kwane. Can't remember who the fifth person was. But the sixth person was. But we were auditioning, vying for the same role.
Mm.
And it was a lead. And it was like, oh, the audition was like callback after callback after callback. And I remember the director was like, what are you willing to do to get this role?
Sure.
Young lady. Mm. I was like,
Black director or white director?
No, proper director.
Black director.
Wow. Proper director.
Mandla N. Wow.
Ay!
Come on.
Ay, when?
No, that.
Guys,
no, I'm
this guy is fired. I just started this gig, okay? Okay.
No, but we've had Mandla
okay.
on the show.
No. Let's talk. Let's parlez-vous. I just started this gig. Behave.
You don't want to smoke. No, we've had one of the show. He's a good guy.
He's great guy. He's dope.
Yeah.
He's dope.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, so I was like, if you were saying what I think you're saying, and then I was like, sorry, where's my handbag? I left.
Mm. And who got the gig of those ladies?
You've got intentions, ne?
Curious.
Let's just say somebody did.
Mm.
Huh? Guys, I see what you guys are doing.
What are we doing?
We're doing nothing.
But that's crazy,
bro. It's insane.
So would you rather go back to being poor again before you are...
No, the thing I'm saying, that's where the frustratedness of it all comes from. I've always known that there's talent. I mean, I didn't go to drama school.
Yeah.
So there's this burning desire, right? And then when you're on
natural.
Set. Yeah, and then when you're on set and then by Kylie Zandla, they're like, staring when.
Yeah. yes.
You know, so you know, you got it, you know? So I've always known that I got it. And if I'm not good enough for the main cast or for the main role, then I'm not. Then it wasn't for me.
Isn't that a point
me.
Of privilege though? Because imagine you're just starting. You don't know that you're this dope.
For me, it felt wrong.
Mm.
Just that statement, it felt wrong. It was like, I'm not even going to ask what it is that you, what you were saying. Like, I'm not even going to wait and find out. Like, it just sounded like ill.
Mm.
Yeah. So if it doesn't sit well with you, then with that small statement, then clearly it's game over.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. There's not much we can say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the money, how's the money? Like, has it changed over the years or it's still the same? Like... You know, you guys always
talk
about money.
That's why we have multiple streams of income. Mm. That's why you must hustle here, hustle there. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, be a businesswoman. Mm. Now we're coming up with 0% wine.
Yes. Is it?
Yeah. Oh, because nice. Churches, we must sell to churches now.
Yeah. And you own it.
I'm coming up with something.
Oh, wow. That's dope. Yeah, how many streams you got right now? You got a lot, eh?
Several.
Mm-hmm. We've got... We've got the acting.
Yes. Several.
You producing?
I'm producing. I love producing. It's my second love.
Yeah. What else you got?
I sell things.
Okay.
I sell products.
Okay. Not people.
Not people. Okay, No. We can't. No. We've got children here.
Yes.
I sell product. I'll be selling something soon.
Oh, wow.
That you all need, industry people.
Yeah.
So you'll thank me.
Yeah.
All right. It's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Creating. I create my own content.
Yeah.
I format my own shows.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Other than Real Housewives, obviously.
Yeah.
But the rest that you will see, it's something that I'm
What's
creating.
What's your wine called?
Hallelujah. You know why?
Because church.
No.
Because it's a Holy
because
Spirit.
Because of that stupid incident at the Crown Awards.
What a stupid incident?
I got on stage and I was like, hallelujah, which is what I do at church.
Oh.
So I thought, what can we do here?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But that's what I do at church.
Yeah.
So people didn't know that. People were like, huh?
Yeah. So tell me something. So you finding all these other incomes is because... you needed to do it to survive? Because most artists that I speak to just want to like act, you know, just act.
The thing is, acting is my first love.
Yeah.
That is never going to change.
Mm.
It'll always be there.
Mm.
But also, how many roles can you play? If it's not in a telenovela or in a soapy, you're playing that one character for a period of 9-10 years,
yes,
right?
Yes,
you have to hippity hop.
Yeah.
And how many times can you hippity hop?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? With characters that make sense to you.
Mm.
So for me, it was like, since this next feels like the one that I played before, next. And I was like, okay, I know what's happening to act most when short of being typecast.
Mm.
So find something else.
Yeah.
But producing is something that I've always, I mean, I remember my first time being on a flight, I was fascinated by the beef or chicken story.
Okay.
I was like,
Yeah.
There's a whole menu here. As minimalistic as it is. You know, and then I wrote a short story about beef
for
or
real?
Chicken. Yeah, and then I would like write musical lyrics. So that has always been there. So when I was sitting in those changing rooms and generations and something was like, you need more. I was getting emptier by the day. You know, popular, but empty inside. It felt like I've reached my ceiling.
Okay, and you don't want to be there.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Ntombi needs to take a trip to Ghana.
Sure. But you got 50 million eyes every night.
I know,
however crazy
but I was just feeling empty.
Mm.
That there's something that I needed to do. Something else that I needed to do. Yes, it was my children raising my family, but like I'm a spiritual being.
Okay.
So my spirit was unsettled.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, and that's why you moved.
That's why I had to move. And then I jumped into producing and then it was like, ha!
There we go.
But also it didn't happen by fluke. I mean, I took a writing course
with
the NFVF.
Yeah.
You know, I took workshops. Like I travel. I'll get on that flight. I will go to the US. I will study how they do reality shows. Next trip is going to Tyler Perry Studios.
Where are you going?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I want to tap into the anointing.
Oh, this is a producer.
It's going to happen.
Sure.
Just to go and learn and study.
Yeah.
Even if I have to shadow somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've always wondered, you got so many reality shows, why didn't you do one about yourself? Could have been dope.
Because they need...
Yeah. It would have been lit. Eh? So
I would
watch that.
Yeah.
You guys. I got two fans, guys. Two fans. One, two.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Hmm.
Is it not of interest to you? Like, you don't want to portray your life like that?
I always get asked, like, especially in settings like this, people are like, yeah, you cool.
Yes,
you know
exactly,
what I mean? I didn't know Sonia was that cool.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to get to know Sonia instead of a character. So slowly, I'm like, maybe one day.
So then
it's Zaga. Nah, <I'm> Sonia.
What's the first show you produced, like, by yourself?
Mzansi Magic Movies.
Oh,
Mzansi Magic
Movies. You did
movies.
That.
I started there, babes. You have to start
there. The ones who and stuff.
You have to start there. Shit, you have to start. Cool. You have to enter there. That's the entry level.
Yeah.
I did some, and then I've been working on Real Housewives for years.
So it's not just started now.
No, I mean, I pitched it in 2013, bruh.
Wow. Even Pastor's Wives, no? You pitched it 8 years ago,
no? No, Pastor's Wives is actually quite recent. Pastor's Wives, I got approached by Honey when Media 24 was going TV. They approached me for that.
Oh, nice.
So that was recent. But Real Housewives, it's been a while. So I've just been trying, you know.
Yeah.
Acting, but faga, presentation la.
Yeah.
You keep acting, you perfect your presentation.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then eventually in 2017, that's when they picked up Real Housewives.
Mm.
Yeah, but I already had established a relationship because it's an NBC Universal format, and I had already established throughout the years of trying with NBC, come on, let's have Real Housewives. So it was an easy conversation to have in 2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does the agreement look like? So do you guys license just the name?
It's a... Yeah, so you get the format.
You get the format. Oh, yeah, there's a format.
It's a format. It's formatted by somebody.
Oh, shit.
Right?
I thought it was like real.
No, but
we should
created.
Start having a format on this podcast, guys.
Dude.
Let's sell the format.
I'll buy it. First customer right here.
Mm? Oh, shit. Okay.
So I tried in 2013. Didn't make it. 2017, I tried again. And this time around, things were aligned, you know?
Yeah.
And we got in.
What is it about that show? My woman loves it. Every woman I know loves it. They're obsessed.
It's insane.
Yeah.
For me, what made me want to bring it to South Africa is that I would watch the other territories and, you know, because it's not only in the US, hey?
Yeah.
It's in Australia. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I would watch the other formats and I'd be like, we need this.
Yeah.
Because it's not just... Okay, so here's the reason why they formatted a show like that.
Okay.
So NBC will pay people.
Yeah.
Go to the mountains. Go find 3 months of, you know, take your time. Go on a sabbatical. You know, and then they would go and then create something.
Okay.
And then this one guy was like, you know, guys, I'm friends with all these rich women. You know, I'm friends with all these rich women. They're always phoning me. Where are you, doll? They'll fly from here to there just for lunch. They'll fly back. And I sit down and watch these people. I'm like, you guys deserve to be seen, Nina. I love my lifestyle, Wayne. So it was that. It was somebody who was like, there's a need. These women are insane.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't have a platform. And they thought, is this going to work? They were like, okay, let's give it a try. So it went on a trial run.
Yeah.
And the U.S. leapt it up.
Yeah.
And then other territories started, you know, finding interest.
Is it true that you got that gig because you knew the commissioning editor?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you had a nice big brown envelope.
Me? No! No, guys. I struggled to pitch to get in.
Yeah.
Let alone stay. I'm out already.
Are you out?
I don't know. I hear so. I'm told.
What do you mean?
I'm told.
Isn't that your baby?
I brought it to South Africa.
Are you hearing this?
Don't be political. Maybe it's time for somebody to get it.
Another production house.
Yes, but I did not do what they say I did.
Okay.
Because 2013, please, man, I was not known as that space.
Yeah.
That's funny. Brown envelope, Sonia. I will give you the coordinates to my account, guys. You'll find zero.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, it's been a struggle for me to get the show. So, no. Unless if you're talking about the recent events that I've read about.
Which are what?
Okay, then we are not.
We're not aligned.
No, we're not aligned.
They say
brown envelope then or now.
Now, they say
now.
Now,
wow. Now,
they were saying then.
No, I'm pitching. What are you saying? So shang in Indians. I'm just saying. Just like
I'm just glad.
All manicured and No, but it really was a struggle to get in. So I called BS. Yeah. I really called BS. It was a struggle to get in. I pitched over and over again. I didn't get it in 2013. Mm. So if there was brown envelope situation, I'm sure I would have gotten it. Ne?
Yeah. So I was checking out.
Took years.
I was checking out some of your interviews because when I knew you, I'm going to have you on the show. Mm-hmm. And I realized all the interviews, they want to talk about your ex.
I don't want to talk about my ex.
Dude, what is what
I don't know what the fascination is. It's insane.
Like you dated someone.
I married him.
Yeah, you were married.
Yeah, so... And it's we are not anymore.
It's crazy, eh?
I think it's because at the time, I didn't speak. So it was like, why are they breaking up? And I never spoke.
Yeah. Does he get mad? Because I'm sure he watches the interviews. He sees them.
He does.
He does.
Annoying.
It's annoying. Mm,
it's enough.
Because he looks like he doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
It's enough also. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So that's why he looks at me like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you the one? I'm like, no! They're the ones!
But we're dating again now, no?
At the moment.
We're back in the scene.
No, not at the moment.
Oh, man. No, such a lady as pretty as you shouldn't be single.
No, it's okay, yeah. Though. I need time to
time
work.
For
what? Okay, who's on funeral? Busy.
Get it, Ben 10.
What?
You just come and rock, that's it.
What? You need more than...
A Ben 10?
You need, like, mama's or die. Shalapons. Okay, Ben 10 is what they were. Wait. What's in it?
Would you get married again?
You know what? With my ex-boyfriend, I used to say yes. When I would be asked that question, I'd be like, you know what? Yeah. But now that he's no longer there, I'm like, nah. Meh.
Because he's not longer there.
No, as in like how pelele.
Yeah, but if you meet someone umthandayo, is it something you do or grand just dating?
The thing is, there's a lot, eh? There's a lot starting to get to know someone from scratch and then passing that threshold and then deciding that this is what I want to do. For now, let's say we are back to square one. Wabo?
Yeah.
No marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you recommend marriage to, like, your kids?
You know what? Truth be told, honestly, the institution is not a bad institution.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's sustainable. Mm. But it's not a bad institution to want that family, to raise children in that environment, to have a mommy and a daddy, to build, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad concept.
Yeah.
And I think when God had the idea, he had the right idea, but hey. Yeah, so it doesn't. You walk in with good intentions. I don't know, man. And also, what's happening around lately? It's like.
What's happening?
Oh, please, wait.
What's happening? You know, I'm not in the streets. So I don't even know. It sounds like you're in the streets. Are you back in the streets?
I'm not. I hear. There's rumors. People have other bases.
Where do you actually go, like, to meet someone? Because you like you were saying before we started recording that you're old school. Like, you don't even do the social media.
No,
thing.
I'm very old school, yeah. and that's my problem. I think my problem is that I'm still like, open the door, pull out the chair, rub my feet.
Hey, no one does that.
Look
anymore.
Me in the eye.
Okay.
Just the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. No one does that anymore. No.
Nah.
Yo, so get so no, you might not even find anyone.
I might not.
Hey?
At this rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you even care? Because you're so busy with work. You got doing this, you're doing that.
No, not at the moment. I'm chilled.
Mm. What if you found someone on a set? Would you be willing
I've
to?
I've never... who, though, also?
I don't know who you work with.
Because
you and Menzi look like you're really, really.
No,
enough.
We never.
Ah, they looked.
We
ah, they
never.
Look proper, eh?
Yeah,
we never.
No, it was believable.
Not even once.
Eh.
Not even, like, to a point where we say goodbye, we respect each other's spaces. Like, I would not call him at home.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, there were boundaries that should not be crossed, and we never crossed one single one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was highly professional.
Yeah.
And I get that people are like, come on, Sonia. Like, not even.
It just shows how good you guys were.
Not even. Not even once.
Yeah.
It was like, bye.
Yeah.
The minute they call it rap, you go that way, you go that way, you lose that person's number.
Yeah.
Even if there's something you need, you'd rather go via production.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what you and Basitsana talk about when you guys link up, man. Because you guys are filthy rich, cool. Both of you.
Basi's rich, guys.
Yeah. Who pays for the bill? She doesn't.
I don't know.
Mm.
This one, Basi, I love you, girl. He wants me to fall for it, and I'm like,
hey, how do you become friends with Buster?
Yo, it's blurry.
Mm.
I just think it was being in the same industry, attending same events.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just gravitating towards one another.
Yeah.
It's not specific. I can't pin it down to one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is in your group?
There's Cruz.
Yeah.
There's the you know what I found lately? Mm. It's that people are so busy, and then COVID hit, and then anti-socializing and things like that. I find that circles have gone very small.
Yeah.
So my circles have gone very, very small. Like we still talk. I mean, we're still like, hey, how you doing? But my circle is my children now and my team and
So you live like a boring life now, unless you're traveling or working.
Capora.
Nah. Mm. Ah, that's why you're not going to find a man. You're going to find a man even boring. Must be spicy.
You'll find me, guys. I believe.
Try Tinder. Why don't you try Tinder?
What? I did for 2 weeks. And it was the worst.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. Shit.
Did you use your real name?
No. I hid under a hat.
Yeah.
This big massive hat.
Yeah.
I hid under the hat. But it's terrible.
Yeah, what happened?
It's just... Yeah.
So did you go on any dates?
So a friend of mine was like, Sodia.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Height of 2020, towards the end.
Okay.
Like, let me...
Let me put you on.
I was like, stop it, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. Like, your hands must do it. And then after 2-3 weeks, I think I lost it 3 weeks, like, maximum. It was the worst thing. Number one, those people are not who they say they are. I'm sure they are, because then after having conversation, and then they're like, I want to do the thing. Mm. And you're like, no, I want to have coffee. Yeah. And then they're gone. And you're like, what did I do? I just asked for coffee. I don't even like coffee. I was willing to say no for coffee.
That's funny.
Oh, after 3 weeks, I was like, Tima lentole.
Yeah. Oof, so you never went on any dates?
No, because then you would be like, they'd be like, I want to come and smash.
Yes. And you're like, that's what it means.
But dude, I didn't know. I thought, no, legit. And I went Caucasian, yabo.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
leave me.
Yabo. And I'm a noob. I gotta be. But I've dated Caucasian before. Yabo. So I was like, maybe, yabo, maybe we can try again.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's crazy, man.
It's bad.
I saw you in Hollywood last year, ne?
Yes.
Any inspirations? Are we going to Hollywood? Are we doing big things there? Apart from going to Tyler Perry Studio.
We are aspiring.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I thought you would have been there already. I mean.
When I started, actually, 2003, I was auditioned for a movie called Asylum Seekers.
Okay.
So it was a story about the white farmers in Zimbabwe and what happened, the lands being taken and things like that. So I played a daughter of a general whose husband was in the left wing, was trying to topple off, you know, the president.
Yes.
And then now we have to, then we get found out and then we have to leave Zimbabwe, but then we can't move.
Mm.
So we have to take little things that will remind us of home. And then they decide to take an album because then they have to go via South Africa, go to Canada and things like that. And then his passport, there was an issue with it. And then we get caught and then we get re-expatriated to London. And then they get stuck there. And then the character, my character, is trying to fight to get him out. That's the story. That's the movie. Wow. I got you.
See, like, I've just seen it.
I was there.
Yeah. It's like I'm in the scene.
Oscar!
Are you like this? Like, are you like this every day?
Eh? I am.
Like,
I
you're
am.
Very animated.
I am.
For
I am.
Real.
So I was like, you know, let's get it. And then the movie got canned because, yeah. you know, the president found out that this movie was going to be shot. And the director was Peter Kowalski. Now, Peter is like a big time director. He directs, he spent 6 months in the US and 6 months in London. Mm. And yeah, and then the movie got cancelled and I never made it. But wow. that was my shot. That was yeah. my chance.
And that was going to be massive.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was going to be lit.
Yeah.
That was red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kids taught you that lit. I can tell the way he said it.
Guys, this guy is messy. But I like you.
I like you too.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Let's grab a shag.
Shack up.
Quit. Did you say let's grab a shack? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who's the spaciest of them all?
No, I'm kidding, man. So when you see like Tuso Mbeto, Nomzamo, because it's becoming man. Like a norm now, you know?
Man, I'm like, ne? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, something I learned from my young people.
Yeah.
I'm there. Tuso, guys.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I get palpitations.
Did you watch that series? Yeah, I couldn't guys, watch it, man.
Guys. Yeah. Anointing.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else?
That's spiritual acting.
Who else are you messing with, like, with the new school actors? Who do you like?
I'm stuck on Tuso at the moment.
Okay.
I can't, like,
yeah.
I think I'm on the bandwagon.
How much did she have to do, like, to be in that character? It seemed very intense. That show.
There must have been a wrangler.
Ne?
On set, daily.
What's a wrangler?
To coach you emotionally. Oh. And remind you why you had to cross that river. And what was informing it, what had just happened. So somebody that holds your hand and literally takes you on a deep spiritual... So they take you and they place you in that
scene.
In that scene sure. mentally and spiritually. Yeah, and then they have to wrangle you out afterwards.
Do you do that?
I'm very method, yes.
You method? I like method, man.
Yeah,
I think you're not an actor if you can't do method.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, I like mixing it up.
So how do you get out of character, like, when you're at home then? What do you do?
So with me, I don't take work home.
Oh, you don't take it home?
Acting work home.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
So you just leave it there. But isn't that part of method acting?
Method, as in, I connect with it when I see it. For me, so for me, it's tangible. I have to be in character. I have to be Zola, and then it's like, okay, Azish. But then when I get off, I must rid myself off, and so that then I'm, because then otherwise I'm sitting there and I'm. But I do. I'm lying. I do go through the.
Yeah. And then it's. Yeah. Hey, but crazy is, acting is crazy,
it's
actually,
insane.
If you think about it.
It's
eh?
Insane. It's
but it isn't insane. Easy as well, because you're pretending to be something that you're not.
It's twisted. Hence, when you're watching and you don't see the character in that person, then it's game over.
I don't know if you know.
Like, when you're watching, you can't be scammed as a viewer. You must watch and believe. The minute you're like, ah, I'm going to try.
Oh, yeah.
How's all that? Then I'm not delivering. You know what I mean? It needs to get to a point where people must be like, I do not see anybody doing this. Right? Because then you are not scamming the... Because the viewer, they miss nothing.
Yeah. And you're not afraid of being typecast? Nothing like that?
We've had this conversation with Dumi. Oh gosh.
With Dumi.
My right hand person.
Oh, okay. Your partner.
No, man.
Ex partner.
This young lady that I'm mentoring.
Oh, the young lady. Okay. They warned
me about you.
What did they say?
They're like, if you're not careful, you'll be like, yeah. And then he'll go, and you're like, you're trendy.
That's funny. No, but you were saying you survived Media 24. Survival all this shit, man. So
so where were we? So the whole point is, you know, when you can't do a role, like, you should know, you should get to a point where it's like, I'll do that one, but I'll find a twist. Because even with anything, creating is the same thing, right? A rom-com is about a boy meets girl.
Yeah.
Boy falls in love with girl.
Yeah.
Boy finds out that girl needs to move states, and then girl asks boy to marry her.
Yeah.
And then boy says, no, not today. Mm. And then girl leaves. And then boy runs to the airport and fetches her and finds her and proposes. So it's the same script, but give it a...
Yes. I could see the movie.
Yeah.
I got the best seat in the house. This TV.
Hey, premium.
What time is this thing finishing?
Yeah.
So it's that. So you have to find that core, but then give it a twist, so that then it's not that character.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But yes, it gets to a point where I'm like, just give me Mam Rupa, man.
Any rules you turn down?
Yeah, just switching it up. But I think I'll write myself those roles.
Is there a role you turn down, like, this I'm not going to do?
Yeah, it gets to a point where it's like,
yeah,
I've done this before.
It's
give me...
Challenging.
Give me...
Oh, but Mandla's good for that. Have you seen what he did with lockdown?
Yes, you see.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that made me go like, okay, who has Mandla's numbers?
Did you see Losha Koop on that? Ooh, actually, everybody, the whole cast.
Everybody. I didn't recognize Losha. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
I went in there.
Yeah.
Mandla. Mandla.
What other series are you watching? Because I know you watched the Tusombeto one. What other series do you like? Or you one of those you don't watch a lot of series?
No, I do. There's certain things that I love on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's thrillers and
thrillers,
and yeah, those like You
yes.
You know, those kinda gritty but psychologically, like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Remember that movie where the guy's, he's playing like different characters, the guy, man. Split.
Yes. That's crazy. That's where I wanna be.
Yeah. Split is crazy. All right, cool. We're gonna play a game, it's called One Must Go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna give you two actors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you must tell me which one must go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Do I know them? Because I might not know them.
I think you know them. Okay. I think you know them. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, and then? What's happening? Why are you guys talking? You're distracting us here. We're making art here, guys. Hey,
what is
he's
this?
He's just saying on 50 minutes.
When 50
minutes? And
they're
trying to get that to you. That's it.
Oh, they were trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Okay, so then just say.
Exactly. Like, you know, I'm worried about how. Oh, just tell him. Like, how? There he is.
It's scared of me, these ones.
How?
All right, cool. Here's the game. Pamvela Nomvete, Connie Ferguson.
Ah!
One must go. It's a tough one, man.
Yo, dude.
Can I skip that one?
Oh, no, there's no skipping. If only had Granger,
you could take a shot, but we don't have my gin here.
Hi, guys. That's not fair.
So one must go. Who's going to go? Pam Nomvete?
Based on... Just
acting.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look, man.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not fair.
Am I going like this?
Come on, Sonia. Answer.
We'll come back to it.
Yes, please.
All right, cool. Silo maki ngumbe rapulani sipemo. This one should be
I'm
easy.
So in trouble. Rapulani must go.
Oh!
I haven't seen him in a while. I haven't seen him, but I've seen Silo. I've seen him on The Queen.
And Silo can't go. He's a legend.
Yeah, and then that role on The Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, he killed it.
Yeah.
And then he played Malume Wabo on The River. And then, like, man, yabona. Agasese uloya, Silo uloya.
Oma threads.
I interviewed him
once. He's evolved, man.
At YFM, he's got such a presence.
He
man.
Does.
When he walks in and then he speaks,
then
it's
he
like...
speaks and then... Whew. Yeah, so...
If there was a black Jesus, you would... Silla would fit.
He would. As yeah. In a role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you met him, so...
Yeah, yeah, I have. At YFM also. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, we've interviewed
him. And am I lying, dog?
Nah, you're spot on.
His presence.
He is.
Yeah. He's... Do you guys respect him, like, in your
giant
field?
Oh, yeah, I know, I do. Nah. I have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Has he taught you anything? Did he teach you anything? Not much.
I got 2 generations after he left, and everything else has been, like, diluted with socializing.
Yeah.
So
okay, cool.
Nothing.
Nomzamo Peltusi. Nomzamo Bata and Peltusi. One must go.
Can they both go?
Oh!
No,
yes, they can. No, they can. They can both go. It's fine.
No, but like, no, guys, no. Stop it. Pearl, you know I love you, right? No, I don't know you personally, but I respect you. But I just think, I think it's time for somebody to just bring in that space.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like a new...
Like a new...
version of you, like...
He meh. Said it.
Ati.
Mm. Tupa fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen Coming to America? Ouch. Ouch.
Like what?
Queen Sona, you saw?
What the jam? Yeah.
Queen Sona.
What the jam is going on?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Mushidi Mutekwa Terry Peto.
Yo, Mushidi must stay, guys.
Nah. Yeah.
We can't afford to lose Mushidi.
Yeah.
Nah.
She's brilliant.
Nah, Mushidi must stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry will cast you on the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you want that Zotzi role? Because I think you would have killed it.
I didn't get called for it, which is weird. Which is weird.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I was not with Munin at the late Munin Meheso, rest in peace. Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't think I would have been.
Somla Dandala and Cindy Zatu.
How fair is that now?
It's crazy, that one, ne?
They must both stay.
Ne?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Cindy's amazing. I started watching The River, because I don't watch, like, local productions that much. I'm going to start watching yours, actually.
What the? What? Then why are we doing this?
Because I love you.
Catch up.
But The River, Cindy. Woo!
I watch and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. But I'm gonna watch Deep City because Mandla's great.
Yeah.
From lockdown, yes, I'm gonna. Yes. I didn't know it was Mandla's thing.
Yeah, no, it is.
I don't know, I'm gonna watch.
You have to.
Are you like a villain on Deep City? Ne? Ne was telling me on the way here that you killed someone on Friday.
When was we about to it?
So you must be a villain.
Eh? Yeah, no, she gets intense.
Zola.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna watch, man. I'm gonna watch.
Yeah.
Cause you guys were training like every night.
Yeah, man. It's elite.
Yeah. So Pam Nomveto, Connie Ferguson, which one must go?
Can I plead the fifth on this one?
Ah, I know. You plead the fifth on the last one. You gotta give us one.
No, I didn't. I chose. I said they must both stay. Okay, Hlomla must go again for me to replace the Nomvete thing.
Okay.
Okay, we get rid of Hlomla, but we keep Pam, we keep Connie.
Okay.
For the sake of this conversation.
Not to Msabu Connie.
No! Love her. I respect her.
Are you guys close?
You know, I've worked with Connie for years, and Connie's best friend was unfortunately Shona. Mm. But we have spoken, like, lately. We have spoken intensely, deeply.
Oh, so you guys never used to speak that much?
We would, but, like, best friend, like, you'd be like, let's do lunch, babe. And she'd
okay.
be like, yeah, bro.
Oh, because it was...
Yeah, they were tight, man.
Yeah.
Were tight.
What did you think when you heard
heartbroken,
that,
heartbroken, guys. Hey, I don't even
crazy,
want to talk about that.
Yeah, thing. Man. Especially this year, like, it's...
Yeah, that was just, like, can't deal.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, Deep City, what else are we busy with? We got the
producing
wine coming.
Things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then we've got, we're selling product, we are vendors.
Mm. Do you have a connection there, honey?
No.
You don't have a connection?
No.
At the channel, honey?
No.
Oh.
They said, can you give us a show? I was like, I'm... good for it.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I don't. Stop it.
What?
I don't. The people that are telling you these things, they don't know what they're talking about.
No, I'm just curious because I wanted we've got a ladies' podcast. So I wanted to get our ladies' podcast on, honey.
Oh, no, I don't.
So
I don't.
You had a brown envelope that you can give them.
No, I don't. I wish because then I would not be out of work.
Yeah.
I would not be out of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In closing, man, I always ask everybody this. What do you want to be remembered as when it's all said and done, man?
Oh, she came, she walked the walk, talked the talk, but delivered. I really want to deliver.
Yeah.
It's been shaky, starting as a producer, but I know what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
And I know what we can do at SMF. Mm. And the legacy that we want to leave behind is bigger than lights, camera, action.
But you've done so much.
There's more.
There's more? Mm-hmm. Like what?
There's more.
That's crazy.
There's more. We need to change.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And mentally, are we at a better place now? Like,
yes.
Do you still suffer from depression? Or? I mean, your life is perfect. Why would you? Yeah? You're in Hollywood. Yeah?
I mean, things happen, right? I'm still pitching for shows, dude.
I know.
I should not, if that's the case.
Sonia, you've got everything you want.
Should be like, hey, Sonia, we've got a part here.
Yeah?
Here's the... No, I still have to work. I still have to put in the work.
But you've got
everything. And I get rejected.
You get rejected?
And I'm like, damn.
You get rejected.
Pitching.
Yeah.
Pitching is not easy, bro.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
But you're at a better place now.
I'm in a 1,000% space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, man. From the outside, you'd think like, you know, you've got everything sorted.
Yeah. No, I still have to knock on doors. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Pinduka, you want to ask her a question?
No.
Thank you so
sure?
much, man.
Yeah.
But she's chilled,
she
eh?
answered a lot, man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah,
yeah,
she's
man.
So open and chilled. And
yeah, call me Zotwa, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must definitely do that reality show. I'd watch it. Like,
yeah.
No cap.
I think about it.
Yeah.
I think about it.
Yeah. I like the fact that you got...
Do you want to be credited?
For what?
For me having a reality show.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it doesn't change my life.
At the end, as a disclaimer or...
Nah, I couldn't care less.
Okay, just mention.
Yeah.
At an interview.
But I like that you got my boy Fat Joe to do the reunion of the Housewives.
Yes, yes.
That's you, ne?
Yes, that Fat Joe is dope.
Yeah.
I know. I made that call. Yes.
Yeah.
That call.
Yeah, but it was tricky when you were on Cheeky Palette. Because he was asking you some like deep stuff that were triggering, ne?
Oh yeah, no, he triggered me. But Joe has a tendency to do that with me.
Mm.
Yes. I wanna know when you start this.
Okay, what did you study? What did you study? Because I was just on first gear. I haven't even gone to two.
I know. I kept you there. I was like, stay there. Yeah,
stay
yeah,
in your lane.
Yeah.
Sonia, thank you so much. This has been awesome, man.
It's been awesome.
Podcast and chill, we are here. Deep CT every day.
Every day, half past eight.
Yes. We are
Monday
here.
To Friday.
Make sure you support the channel by joining our Patreon page for exclusive content, behind-the-scenes content, and a whole lot more.